question whether we should nichnas hador and marvin the simcha begins today or not. Technically, it's not hador yet. Today is lamed shvat. Mishenichnas hador, marvin the simcha. When does that begin? Today or tomorrow? Remember, once had mashkiach. There's also a question when you have a hador rishon and an hador sheni. Is there a mishenichnas hador and marvin the simcha in the first hador? Remember, Mashkiach once gave a shmooze. He said, some people wonder. He said, we don't wonder these questions. We just have to do the simcha whenever we can. So we can start today. Mishenichnas hador, marbin b'simcha. The Chiddush Harim pointed out the following. The Chiddush Harim, the first Geri Rebbe, who always wrote very concisely and very precisely, but very profoundly. So the Medrash says in this week's parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests of Klal Yisrael, do me a favor, he says, wherever you go, make sure you always have a room for me. Don't forget me. The Medrash gives the moshul of the king who marries off his only daughter and tells his son-in-law, the prince, he says, do me a favor, I can't stop you taking my daughter, you want to marry her. And I'm delighted that she's marrying you, but do me a favor, wherever you go, always have a room for me in your home. You don't forget me. The Medrash said, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this week's parasha, wherever you go, v'asu li mikdash, v'shochanti b'seichai, wherever you go, the lashon of the Medrash is, make me a cheder she'odur b'seichai. What does she'odur b'seichai mean? Odur, the word dira. That I can reside there. So the Chiddush Harim said the following. Parashas Truma always falls out in the week of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Always. Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, Parashas Truma. He said, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Adar is related to that medrash that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests, She'odur v'seicha, and I should reside with you. She'odur Adar. The cryptic. Adar, Adar, what's one got to know? Mitzvah of building based on Mikdash, or one's Purim, what's, as they say in the very, Ma'kesha. So I'll tell you the Kesha. An unbelievable pshat. I once heard this. In the name of Rabbi Roberts, actually, from Golders Green. I'm adding a little bit to what he said, but the Yusayd is his. Amalek's outlook in life is very simple. People think, sometimes mistakenly, that Amalek Hashkafe is an atheist. They don't believe in God. It's not true. They do believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, what they do not believe is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the day-to-day running of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Took him 6 days, and then he retired, and he's in Shemayim, and he's there, but he has nothing to do with what happens down here in Boris. He's retired. Such that we know, we're going to read this next week on Shabbos, Parashat Zocher, what does it say? Amalek asher korcho baderech. What does korcho mean? They chanced upon you, that's their whole outlook in life, everything is chance. The whole of the Yom Tov we're about to celebrate is called Purim. Why does that take central stage in the whole Yom Tov? Because that sums up Hashkaf Amorek. Purim, everything's a lottery. Everything's at random. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, he exists. But not down here, he's upstairs. He has no connection to what happens over here. You look in the Megillah, in what's the most spectacular turnaround. The most spectacular turnaround. Haman is doing everything he can to promote himself and bring about the downfall of Mordechai. And what happens? Ahasuerus can't leave. And who's in the garden just then? Would you believe it? It's Haman. And would you believe it? He opens the Sefer Zohar. But kid, before you know it, Haman is parading Mordechai around the town. You could see the Yad Hashem in front of you. It says in the next pasuk, Haman went home and he told his wife and he told all his friends, Eis Asher Korah. Everything that had just happened. That is Hashkafe in life. Even though when you can see the Yad Hashem clearly, no, it's all just happenstance, it just happened by chance. I have a rhetorical, he's up there by Shemayim. There's a pasuk in the Megillah which says, Amalek approaches Ahasuerush and he says, Yeshnoi am Echo. There is one nation out there. You know what the Medrash says on those words, Yeshnoi? Haman was telling Ahasuerush, Yeshnoi Yoshin. Rhetorical sleeping. What does that mean, he's sleeping? Somebody sleeps, he exists. It's just not functioning. But Shmorko exists, but he's not functioning down here, he has nothing to do. That is the whole Hashkafa of Amalek. We said this morning in Davening, listen to the most remarkable thing. We said this morning in davening, and we're going to say it again tomorrow in davening. We said in the first parak of Hallel, we said the following: Rom al kol goyim al hashomayim kavoydei. Mi kashem elokeinu hamagbi lo shoves hamashpili liroyis bashomayim ubar. Listen to how the Malbim and Vilna Goyim explain these tukim. Absolutely mind blowing. Rom, what does Rom mean? Rom means someone which is very elevated, exalted. Rom al kol goyim. The goyim look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something Rom, something up there. Where? Al HaShomayim Kavodai. Where is his cover to be found? In the Shomayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. He's very lofty, very, very elevated, exalted, has no connection with me. Why? Because he's Al HaShomayim Kavodai. How does the next verse carry on? Mi kashem elokeinu, our God. What do we recognize? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zero is bashomayim uba'oret. That's how the Malbim and the Vilna Goyim read the psukim. The Goyim, Rom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is some lofty existence that has no connection to my day to day life. But we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as mashpili zero is bashomayim uba'oret. Amalek. Anybody good at gematria here? Amalek is gematria. Ayin 70, men 40 is 110, plus lamad is 140, plus kuf 240, which is the gematria of Rom. Rom is 240. Amalek's outlook is Rom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. He's up there in the heavens, Vashonai. It has nothing to do with what happens down here. What is the antidote to Amalek? How do you defeat Amalek? Let's open the Chumash and we see. It says in Parshas Bashalach, the Klal Yisrael were complaining and they said, Ha'im Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in and amongst us? Ooh, that sounds very Amalek-like. They didn't say, is there God? They said, is God amongst us? The next word in the Torah, Vayavay Amalek. If you talk like Amalek, then Amalek will get the better of you. How do you defeat Amalek? We all know, spoke about this in Shul the other week, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands, they daven, and they win. What is davening? Davening is the ultimate recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not wrong. If you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong, he's somehow detached and completely disconnected from whatever happens down here, then why are you talking to him? Sorry, you have the wrong address, it's not related to over here. The way that you overcome Amalek is by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world, by davening. That's how Esther defeated Amalek. What was her main battle strategy? Leich Knois, El Kalayudin, gather them all in and daven. That's all we have, Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is the Hakdomah to Purim. Tanis Esther is a day of Tfilah. Once you have a day of Tfilah, then you can launch into Purim. Because you first have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not wrong, Amalek. He's Bashamayim as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael to build a Mishkan. V'osuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichon. V'shachanti b'seichon means, and I will reside amongst you right down here in Ba'aretz. That is the absolute antithesis of Amalek. Tell Amalek, build a Beis HaMikdash. Really, who for? Who's going to live in it? Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's there, he's not down here before. He's wrong. There's the Chiddush Yoreim. Now we know I understand what the Chiddush Yoreim said. Unbelievable. The Medrash says, build me a room wherever you go. I shall have a room she'odur b'seicha that I can always reside in. What does Chiddush Yoreim say? Odur, that's our door. Play on words? It's not a play on words. That is what Ador is all about. Ador is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Ador v'soicha, that I can dwell right amongst you. That's the exact opposite of what Amalek believes. Amalek believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't reside amongst us. He's wrong. In the clouds, ba'ananim. So Ador v'soicha is not a gezeir shava poetic license, nice turn of phrase. So Ador v'soicha is the avodah of Ador. Ador, Ador. Odur means to reside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides right with us. When we didn't believe that, Ha'im Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu, is He really amongst us? Vayavei Amalek. So Amalek comes. Let me see you davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back down into your world and into your life. Otherwise, basically, you're the same as Amalek. You also think that, Rob al kol goyim al hashamayim kevoidoi. Let me see you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hashamayim al ba'aretz. Now, fascinatingly, the Gemara says the following. When Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvahs that they must perform upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, number one, they have to appoint a melech. Number two, they have to go and fight and vanquish Amalek. And mitzvah number three, the Gemara says, is build a Beit HaMikdash. Now, you have to have a melech in order to fight against Amalek. Because if there's no melech, you can't have war. I understand those two. But the juxtapositioning now of those mitzvahs is unbelievable. I want you to come to Eretz Yisrael and build a Beit HaMikdash. 1 second. You first have to vanquish Amalek. Because as long as Amalek are around, you can't have a Beit HaMikdash. How can you have a Beit HaMikdash in which you're trying to publicize and internalize and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rome, rather is the Shochanti, the Socha, when you have Amalek proliferating their Hashkofer in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rome. So first thing first, get rid of Amalek. They're out of the picture. There's no nation that now believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rome. To the contrary. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vashomayim Uva'aret. Now you can build the Beit HaMikdash. You cannot have one without the other. If that means that Chodesh Adar is all about She'odur V'Seichai, it sounds a bit undefined, a bit lofty, but as it happens, it's relatively speaking a very simple avodah. Very simple avodah. I give a bad in our shul in Gimel. We're learning a particular sefer, and in the sefer he quotes the following. He says, a moshel, a joke, a story, but it's one of these stories or jokes that, like so many, have a very powerful mussar to it. Has a very powerful mussar. And he says there, that, you know, the fellow comes to his rov and he says, Rabbi, you won't believe what I dreamed about last night. Now, what did you dream about? He says, I dreamt about God. God was talking to me in my dream. The Rav said, that's unbelievable. Why? It's because Chazal tell us that whatever you think about during the day, that's what you dream at night. So apparently, you're busy thinking about God all day. Incredible. That's why he came to you in a dream. So I said to his Rav, listen, I thank you very much, and I appreciate your very kind words. I must be perfectly honest, I don't think about Kodesh Baruch Hu at all during the day. Rav said, I'm sorry, that's what Chazal tell us, what you think in the day is what you dream at night. He said, Rabbi, I assure you, I appreciate the chizur, but I'm telling you, I don't think, I would love to think about Kodesh Baruch Hu. I do not have a second spare to think about God, not 1 second spare. It's a busy man. Yeah, I'll tell you my Seder HaYom. I get up 6:30 in the morning, I have a chavrusah. Then I daven at 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, I have another chavrusah till 8:45. I run to Kollel, I'm in 9, from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. I have mincha, another chavrusah, afternoon Seder, quick supper, another chavrusah, daven mincha, daven maariv, another chavrusah, go home, a quick chavrusah, and I go to bed. I don't have a split second to think about God. The point he was trying to bring out is a painful joke. A person can be involved all day long in davening and chavrusas and learning and putting on tefillin and shaking his lulav and blowing his shofar and giving tzedakah, putting the mezuzah in. God, how does he come into the picture? How does he come into the picture? Mitzad sheni, now this might be extreme, but just to give us an example, I heard recently someone who gave a drosha in Masses Mordechai about a year ago, Gehesper. He said he once went to visit Rav Yankel Galinsky in Bnei Brak. He wanted to discuss something with him. Now this person lives in Bnei Brak, so it wasn't a big trek. He went to Rav Yankel's house. Rav Yankel's Rebbetz and his wife answers the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, where'd you come from? He said, not far, just around the corner. Where exactly? He said, just, whatever, 2 minutes away. Ah, Baruch Hashem, you made it okay? It's around, like, it took me 3 minutes to walk, as I learned. He says, in our house, she says, this is Rabbi's wife, in our house, when we walk from the kitchen to the salon, to the dining room, after we offer a quick thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we made it alive from the dining room to the salon. And before we leave, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. And thank you very much for helping me. That's the opposite. You can have somebody who's learning and traveling, do everything, and detach from God. I'm too busy to think about God because I'm too busy learning. And you can have a person who walks 5 steps from the dining room to the salon and utters a quick prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's relatively speaking easy avodah to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that it's permitted, and then he says it's not just permitted, it's recommended that in davening you should add your own personal bakasha. Now, we don't have time to discuss all this now, but sometimes it is those own personal requests that makes one feel more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than saying a text of tefillah. Text of tefillah, the words, we repeat them every day, and some of them are hard, we don't understand. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember once hearing a shir from Shimshon Pinkas, this is his whole being. You know, when I go to the makolet, I used to buy, at the door of the makolet, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find the cucumbers. Take 1 second. You're talking. You have a constant, ever-present relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without getting involved in all very lofty ideas, of course, everything we know is true plus a million other levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every blade of grass. We don't need to get that far. We can have an ongoing, day-to-day, ever-present relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by talking to him every step of the game, asking to him, thanking him, and kal vachomer when we're involved in learning, we're involved in davening. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there in front of our eyes. That is Odur B'Seicha. That is Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. That's Bashomayim Uba Aretz. And that is Yavoidah Fedesh Adah.